This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block. Ice Age: Dawn of the Dinosaurs is the eighth movie that Hollywood has released this year in 3D. By the end of 2009, audiences will have donned special glasses for 13 films. That compares with just one 3D film in 2003, and none at all for a whole decade before that. In a moment, we'll talk in depth about those 3D glasses. First, Bob Mondello offers a three-dimensional review of Ice Age: Dawn of the Dinosaurs.
Dimension 1, characters. Start with that single-minded saber-toothed squirrel sniffing and snuffing in search of his beloved acorn. And he finds it, and something else. A lady squirrel who is just as acorn-crazed as he is.
You'll never find.
Plus, woolly mammoths Manny and Ellie, who have a mini-mammoth on the way, and that means their little non-traditional family, Diego, a saber-toothed tiger who's learned not to eat his buddies, and Sid, a sloth whose mental ice tray is a couple of cubes short, are feeling left out. Which brings us to Dimension 2, plot. Sid falls through some ice into a warmer, center-of-the-earth-style world, finds three enormous eggs, and decides to use them to start a family of his own.
I like to present Egbert, Shelley, and Yoko.
Sid, whatever you're doing, it's a bad idea.
Shh! My kids will hear you.
They're not your kids, Sid. Take them back. You're not meant to be a parent.
Why not?
First sign, stealing someone else's eggs.
And therein lies the conflict, because after the eggs hatch, their biological parent shows up to claim them.
I thought those guys were extinct.
Well, then that is one angry fossil. Sid, give them to her. She's their mother.
How do I know she's their mother?
What do you want, a birth certificate? She's a dinosaur.
Look, these are my kids. And you're gonna have to go through me to get them.
Fine with her, Mom disappears back down the hole with the hatchlings and Sid, and adventures ensue, including some with a new guy, a swashbuckling weasel, who I'm afraid I left out in Dimension 1 characters.
The name's Buck, short for Buckminster. What are you doing here?
Our friend was taken by a dinosaur.
Well, he's dead. Welcome to my world. Now, go home. Off you pop.
Maybe the deranged hermit has a point.
Manny, we came this far, we're gonna find him.
Which brings us to Dimension 3. How does the Ice Age message, basically everybody work past differences and get along, translate to 3D? Well, it certainly plays out with more visual depth, though the animators don't insist on shoving things into your lap every 3 seconds. Don't get me wrong, when pterodactyls fly over your shoulder, it's pretty persuasive, but the effect is becoming natural enough that I actually forgot for much of the picture that I was wearing glasses. Dimensions 1 and 2, characters and plot, are primary here, and if you can get over the not really minor quibble that elementary school teachers will now face classes absolutely convinced that the Ice Age marked the dawn of the dinosaurs rather than the death of the dinosaurs, it's a sweet little picture. I'm Bob Mundell.